voz. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and for the rings we received. And just ask you to use young boys and just help them to retain what we're trying to teach them here. And just to give their parents that they would raise them according to what we will. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm just going to read these last three verses of Esther, and then we'll read Charlie and Joe up there. The king of Assyria laid the tribute upon the land, upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his powers and of his might, and the declaration of his greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the king of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Assyria, and great among the Jews, and accepted the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wrath of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. I just finish it there for us. Start the code here. There was a man in the land of those whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and the one who feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was greatest of all the men of the heap. And his sons went to feast. His sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified him, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one who feareth God and eschews evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God or not? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance increased in length. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth and returned to the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the beans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain servants with the edge of the sword, and I only escaped to belong to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only escaped to belong to tell you. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell them. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great man from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are all dead. I only am escaped alone to tell them. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return to it. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that first verse, because you used that when you was looking up the perfect, is that right? Just think of all the stuff that happened to Job. I mean, we didn't even have really the time to think about it all. Well, one was telling me bad news, here comes the next one, here comes the next one, and the next one. Constantly. I mean, I'm sure by the third one, he probably seen someone coming and thought, what could it be now? I would think. And just how crappy Satan is that he'd save all his children dying for last. I mean, if that would have came perfect, that news, none of this messed up, probably wouldn't even matter. But just a little bit about Job's thought life, you know, after hearing all that information, his first thought was, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. And all of that just happens to him. I mean, sometimes I think if I got this bun broke down, I've got a pretty bad day. And he just had a really good thought life there. It's just a blessing to see that. Before we get into verses, I want you guys to. Who's 12? You 12? Morning, how many? 11. Can you say the book of the Bible? I just wonder how many of you guys remember the book of the Bible there.
Peter 3:8. Finally, being all one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitifully carried.
Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another.
Okay.